Wake up call from 1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM online at 1300WTLS.com. It's our pleasure now to introduce the Congressman Bobby Bright into the studio. You've been on with us before. You were the mayor when you were on with us the last time.
Yeah.
And congratulations on being congressman. It's the first time we've talked to you since then, so congrats.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here, and we've been traveling. I'm back in the district for 2 weeks, and we've been traveling the length and the breadth of District 2. We were yesterday in the extreme southwest corner of District 2 down in Conecuh County, Repton, Alabama. Met with the mayor and city council members and many of the citizens down in Conecuh County, then came back up through Covington County at Andalusia, met with the cooperative district down there. We had about 3,000 folks in a meeting late yesterday and early last night. And the day before that, we were down in Enterprise and Troy. And the day before that, we were in the extreme southeastern corner of the district down in Gordon, Alabama, touring the Farley nuclear plant. So we've been back in the district first time continuously for 3 months. And it feels good to be back down with good common sense folks.
So what has it been like being in Washington some, and talk about the transition from mayor to Congress?
It's a major transition. Being mayor was enjoyable. It was a challenge. I was there 9 years in our state capital, and we did some good things. I had a lot of good help from a lot of good folks, and we made some good things happen there in our capital city, things that will benefit our capital city for many years to come. But it's different. There, I had to worry about crime, had to worry about putting fires out, had to worry about filling potholes and cutting tall weeds and tearing down unsafe structures and a lot of other things. We had 3,000 employees that I had to have some type of supervision over and make sure that they did the jobs that we had out there throughout the city. And that's a pretty tough task for over 200,000 folks. But I don't have those worries anymore. My worries now, or my job now, is to be very informed, and vote. All I do is go to Washington, D.C. I sit in my office and travel back and forth to the state, to the nation's capital, and I cast a ballot. And that ballot reflects what the vast majority of the people here in District 2 want me to do. A lot of folks think that I go up there as a Democrat, and that's my label, even though that's my party label. Even though I go up there labeled as a Democrat, I go up there with the challenge and with the charge to represent the constituents of District 2. I don't go up there to represent and push the agenda of a party. I go up there to push the agenda of the people of District 2 to help strengthen our nation and as a result, help the people here in Alabama. That's my charge, that's my challenge, and that's what I do every day now.
Some backlash for that, being, listed as a Democrat?
Nah, I don't get any backlash. I won't ever forget it. When I went up, the party leadership met with me and said, you did a heck of a job to get here. Now, you continue to be that strong, independent-minded person that got you here, and don't ever let us interfere with your ability to represent your constituents. Now, that meant a lot to me whenever they told me that, and I have done that every day since I've been up there. As I vote not what the parties want, not what the liberal or the extreme conservative want, I vote what I think the vast majority of the people here in District 2 want, and I've traveled this district now. I come home every weekend, and so when I do I always go out and meet with the people, and they're pleased. The vast majority of the people are pleased that I vote my conviction and their preference and not some special interest or some party's agenda.
When you were campaigning for Congress, you came through Tallahassee, you spoke to the Tallahassee Rotary Club, and one of the things I've been preaching about, though I'm not in politics, is we need to annex our Highway 229 out to the interstate, and that's one of the things you brought up.
I agree.
And you know about annexation, so talk about that. What do you think about it?
It's a very complicated process. Sometimes it's a very emotional process for people who are the subject of the annexation, and you have very wide opinions as to what to do and whether or not they want to be part of an annexation. Some people want to be left out in the country. They want to be left alone. They don't want municipal governments or state governments or county governments coming in and telling them what to do or how to regulate, how to use their property. You have to be very delicate about it. You have to explain to them, the people, when you ask for annexation, you have to, in great detail, explain to them what benefits they will derive as a result of becoming part of a united area like a municipality, and let them make a final decision. Don't force them, and don't do it against their wishes. You have to sometimes work around people if they don't want to be part of an annexation process. I will say this, some people, it benefits some property owners to annex greatly, and then in, with others, it doesn't. So, but the main important part is this, is people need to realize that if they want to stay out and away from a municipal government, don't go out and buy property that might be in the corridor of the growth of that city. And people know that. If you keep your eyes open, everybody wants to buy a piece of property that becomes more valuable in years to come. That's the dream of every American, I think, is to own their own property and their own home. But if they are the type of person to be alone, they feel like they will always want to be that away, then they need to evaluate what type of property and where they're locating their property. Now, I will tell you this, Tallahassee has an extreme opportunity to grow. And if I were them, and I've told the mayor this, and I've told some other elected officials this, I would be doing everything I possibly could to get connected to that I-85 corridor, because that is going to be a real boom in years to come. It's already growing. It's got the potential. You're already, the skeletal economic development is already being placed, because you can go from Montgomery to Atlanta, and you can see the growth that's coming to that particular corridor. Quite frankly, you can see it from Mobile all the way to Atlanta. So if I was Tallahassee, if I had any influence in Tallahassee, I would be encouraging our leaders and our leaders and business personnel and even our citizens to connect as closely to that corridor as I possibly could for future growth.